Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy Baskin right there. I'm Jeff Phelps. We are helping. Browns now have six, count them, six quarterbacks on the roster. It can be confusing. It can be a little overwhelming. But we're here to help everybody get to know these guys a little bit better. We want your participation, 216-474-0092, because we're playing the game.
It's time to get to know your Browns quarterbacks with Baskin and Phelps.
Next up is J.D. in Norton, home of the Panthers. What's up, J.D.?
J.D., how are you? You have the opportunity to...
I'm good. I heard I could win a pager today.
No, we already... we are not even giving those away today.
Look what you did, Andy.
I wish I had a typewriter to give you. I don't even have that.
Nothing.
I was trying to find something.
Got a zip drive lying around? Zip drive?
No, nothing. So, JD, your opportunity to win absolutely nothing on the line.
I've got a... You want a football question or you want a personal question? I'll let you pick.
A personal question? Give me a football question.
All right, here you go. Two of the six Browns quarterbacks have never thrown more than 10 interceptions in a season, either in college or the NFL. Two of the six have never had a 10-plus interception season, either at college or NFL. Could be that maybe one of them hasn't played yet in the NFL. Maybe, maybe not. Which two quarterbacks?
I'm going to go with Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel.
You are correct.
Wow, good job.
Wow.
Man, I wish we had a prize to give you.
Dylan Gabriel.
That was a good question.
Thank you. You ready for this,
Jimmy? Good answer.
Dylan Gabriel, most interceptions that he threw in a season in his six seasons in college was seven. And it was as a freshman at UCF. And Kenny Pickett, nine interceptions, twice in college and as a rookie with the Steelers. J.D., well done. Nice job.
Thanks.
Look at J.D. coming through. He wins nothing.
Joe Flacco's never thrown that many.
No. Not
in a playoff game.
We're talking about a half, Andy. A half. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I think he's the best guy to start, so just take it for what it's worth.
Scott is in Lorain. Hello, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Scotty.
You ready?
Yeah, I am ready, but if I get this right, do I get an 8-track tape?
I have a bunch of those still, by the way.
Jeff will find one for you. I used to have one in the basement.
I bet you do. All right, here you go. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Which quarterback's wife played college soccer at Princeton?
That was Kenny Pickett's wife.
Scott, you're correct.
Wow. Good job.
Nice job, Scott.
Wait, should we say good job or should we say stalker? I don't know. I'm confused.
Both.
Fair enough.
I like that.
Own it, baby.
I like
own
that
it.
A lot. I like that a lot. Yeah, his wife, Amy, played college soccer at Princeton. Scott, well done.
Mm. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was good. 216-474-0092. As we're playing the game, getting to know these young quarterbacks, the old quarterbacks. We're getting to know the quarterbacks.
We only have
all six of them.
We only have six
of the Cleveland Browns. All six of them. All right, here's one.
What do you got left?
Andy, I don't have too many left. We're almost done.
No.
Which three quarterbacks were winners of the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award? And the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award is given annually to the top upperclassman quarterback in college football. Candidates are judged on their accomplishments on the field, as well as their character, scholastic achievement, and leadership qualities. Three of the Browns' six quarterbacks have won this award.
All right.
Did you know this award existed until
I did not know this award. I did not know.
I did know the award existed.
Did you? All right, so I'll pick three. You pick three. I'm going to say Joe Flacco. I'm going to say Deshaun Watson. And I'm going to say, although now I'm hesitant on that, Did you have to play four when you upperclassmen? Was that a part of the award?
The Unitas Award given annually to the nation's top upperclassmen in college football.
Does that mean junior, senior? Or does that mean senior?
I would think upperclassmen means junior.
I would think. Okay, so then I'll leave Deshaun in there.
Dano?
Tyler Huntley. I'll go Huntley for the third.
Okay.
I will go.
You got one of them, Andy.
I got one. Well, now you gave him the answer.
No, I didn't. He doesn't remember what you said.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
All right.
I was too busy trying to figure out other things that we could possibly give away.
Hmm.
Dylan Gabriel for sure. I'll throw Shador in there. And then Flacco, but I don't feel good about it.
You shouldn't feel good about it.
Was it Pickett?
Shador Sanders in 2024.
I had Shador.
Kenny Pickett in 2021.
Last.
Deshaun Watson in 2016.
Oh, okay.
So there. Three of the Browns quarterbacks, the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award. Sanders, Pickett, Watson.
I'm going to go sit in the corner.
You did all right.
At least I'm learning.
You got one of them.
Well, this is a learning exercise.
Well, that's part of, Andy, thank you.
That's exactly why we're here.
What this is.
We are here
we
to
have
educate.
Six quarterbacks.
Yes.
It can be confusing.
We are the electric company of sports talk radio.
It can be confusing. Yes. Dick is in Dayton. Hi, Dick.
Hey, Jeff and Andy, how you been?
Oh, we're good. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you something, Jeff. Tell you something good, but
you want to play the game?
If I win anything, can I come help do the post game show with you?
Yeah,
and Titus.
I don't think so. No, Titus isn't going to be available.
Oh, okay. Well, fire away, buddy.
All right, here you go. This is a question for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Which of the Browns' six quarterbacks is named after an NFL player?
Let's see. I'll say Flacco.
No, only one of them. One quarterback is named after an NFL player.
I'll say Joe Flacco.
Okay, that's not correct. But, Dick, a heck of a try. Thank you. And we can't wait for you to listen to the postgame show.
I know this one.
It is?
Dylan Gabriel.
That is correct. And who is he named after?
Cincinnati, Dylan.
Corey.
Corey Dillon. Corey.
That's correct. Yeah. Dillon.
Man, pressure was on there for a second.
That's really true.
It was.
And I have two more of these.
How's Tyvus doing these days?
Titus?
Titus, yeah. How's Titus? Sorry, I said the right name.
Dick and Dayton loves Titus Powell.
I feel bad making fun of him.
I love Tyvus Powell.
Odds of him still listening after his phone call?
Odds of him listening before his phone call.
Zero. Love Dick and Dayton. Love him.
I do too. Two more questions, guys. And you can just go through these.
Sure, Bobby. Knock it out of the park.
Which quarterback's sister played college soccer at East Stroudsburg and was an assistant soccer coach at Seton Hill?
Tyler Huntley.
I'm going to say Flacco because this sounds like an East Coast thing.
Incorrect and incorrect. Kenny Pickett's sister, Alex.
Shoot.
What was the first school you said they played?
East Stroudsburg, which is near Philadelphia.
We'll get it fixed.
The Division II school.
Yeah. Boy.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy.
So there you go.
Man, I feel shame.
And I have one final question.
Here we go. All right, let's play the music for this one. Let's have fun.
All right, hit it.
It's time to get to know your Browns quarterbacks with Baskin and Phelps.
Which Browns quarterback of the six is the only Browns quarterback to lead the NFL in passing yards in a season? There's only one.
Deshaun.
Dano?
I believe it's Deshaun Watson.
And you guys are both correct.
Okay.
Deshaun passed for 4,823 yards in 2020 on that bad Houston Texans team. Then he sat out, and the rest is history. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the game.
So I was like 3 for 10. That's 90%.
Hope you enjoy your prizes, because there aren't any. Hope you enjoyed the segments, because they're over.
So now we completely know all six quarterbacks?
Now you know what I hope you really enjoy?
What?
At least one of the quarterbacks on the field. Please, dear God, can one of these guys play? One of them. Can one of them be good?
How many quarters will Tyler Huntley play on Friday? At least two. I'm going at least two.
Over, under?
Yeah, two.
Then you should go 1.5.
Oh, wait, are we allowed to even talk about that, or is that a micro bet?
Over, under 1.5.
Is that a micro bet?
I don't think so.
Do I have to clean out your locker?
Too soon?
Oh, man.
How about Pickett's wife playing college soccer at Princeton?
I knew that. After you said it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. She did.
Yeah.
And it was one of those that, you know these things.
Could you imagine the debate? There's no way he wins a debate ever, right?
Oh,
she went to Princeton. He went to Pitt? Come on.
Pitt's a fine school, but come on, it's not Princeton.
Isn't it Pittsburgh? Don't they want to be called Pittsburgh?
The University
they don't
of
want to
Pittsburgh?
Be called Pitt. Yeah,
I think everybody Pittsburgh. Calls them Pitt.
Yeah, it was always Pitt.
There was a while there.
It's like when Kent wanted to be called Kent.
Oh, I thought they wanted to be called Kent State University. They just wanted to be called Kent? I'd be okay with
there
that.
There was a while when Kent State dropped the state and just wanted to be called Kent.
I have no problem
Kent
with that.
University.
Do we have a problem with that?
Yeah, I like it better, Kent State.
Why?
Because that's where I went to school.
Yeah, you could call my alma mater Kent all day. I have no problem with that, because most people do. Where'd you go to school? Oh, yeah, because the Kent State University is so prestigious.
Wow, man. Guess whose Alumni Association membership is being revoked?
What's the difference? I just paid the bill today anyway, so what's the difference? We're all good. No, I'm just saying, what's wrong with Kent? I didn't have a problem with Kent straight out.
Which one of these six quarterbacks?
Is Ohio, Ohio? By the way, that's the ultimate one.
And you're not allowed to call them
every
OU.
Time Ohio University. Oh, don't call us Ohio. Don't call us OU. Right? That's the one that gets Bobcat fans all.
That's correct.
They're all worked
not
up in a
fans,
shoot.
The administration.
Oh, don't call us OU.
They don't like that. That's
guess
Oklahoma.
What? You're OU. Is Kent State KSU? I don't know.
I don't know.
Kansas State.
Which one of these quarterbacks is the most intriguing to you as we sit here today?
Is this part of the trivia too?
No. This is just trying to do a sports talk radio show.
Any of the two rookies, because they're unknown commodities.
Yep. Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, that's where I am. I'm at the point in this Browns quarterback competition where the grass is greener on the other side of the fence that I can't see. And it can only be greener because my lawn's dead.
See, you should have had somebody water it while you were on vacation.
So give me, I want to see either of the two rookies and hope that one of them pops. And if either one of them doesn't pop, oh well, my quarterback then will either be playing at LSU, NC State, down the line from there.
Am I wrong?
Penn State.
Am I wrong in putting Kenny Pickett in the same category as the rookies?
Texas.
Yes.
I am. Why?
Because he's a young guy.
He's a young guy.
I'll give you what Lombardi said. Maybe. When you draft two quarterbacks, it's not for, technically, you should not be playing for this year. You should be playing for next year for hopes of having that seat next year. I think Pickett's not here if he's not starting.
That's time will tell. I hope he's able to practice.
At least next year.
I hope both he and Gabriel are able to practice, or one or the other this week in Carolina. If that's possible, I think it changes a lot of things. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.